This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
You are listening to the number one horse podcast in the world. Here's your entertaining look at the horse world and the people in it.
My last show before the Horse Lovers Cruise. Ha ha, suckers. I am Glenda Geek from Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings, and I'm in Norman, Oklahoma. And you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for January 31st. This has been the longest January ever. Episode 2361, brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, horse friends.
Congratulations! You made it to Freestyle Friday. That means Jamie and Glenn are here to lead you into the weekend with some fun horse talk and some really bad ads on Horses in the Morning.
That was your first time hearing that one too, wasn't it?
So fancy. Those are so nice. Good job.
On the pre-show, Jamie and I were talking. Well, she was swearing, I was talking. And in the post-show, Jamie and I will be discussing a horse trainer's post that she found that she was very pleased with.
Oh, my God.
The pre- and post-show are now available to auditors. To become an auditor, just go to horseradionetwork.com. Scroll down the right side of the page. You'll see the auditor banner. And for as little as $3 a month, you can get that extra content,
Glenn,
too.
Glenn wouldn't let me discuss. He doesn't really know, but depending on the violent reaction that I had to this horse trainer's post, he was like, we cannot put that on the regular show.
No.
I might get phone calls. Strongly worded letters.
What are we doing on today's show?
On today's show, well, I've got a little surprise for you. My husband is going to come down and sit down and chat with you because he has questions. And I figure you're the one that has answers.
Oh, good. That's so good.
And we're going to find out introduce you to the artist between the 39 blue horse sculptures in Montana. I'm super excited. And Really Bad Ads. Really Bad Ads is not going to be read by Glenn and I. Listeners have sent them all, although I did find one ridiculous one that I found last night that I will probably read. But anyway, that's what we're going to do today.
Very good. Well, first thing we do every day is this. Well, these birthdays, I looked as far ahead as I could because we're off next week, and I looked as far into next week as I could, and I know I'm still going to miss some auditors, so I am sorry. But what I did find was Patty Argenzio, Doreen Rose out of Long Island. Hi, Doreen. By the way, she's been an auditor since 2014. Alexis Wells and Biz Stam. So happy birthday to all of you. Biz, I don't even know if she's listening anymore. She's too busy running 100-mile races.
She has nothing else to do but listen, Glenn. She runs 100 miles a day.
It's craziness what she's doing. Just craziness. So yeah, we definitely wish
Biz,
all of you
a happy birthday. You. Run faster.
How fast can you run when you're running 100 miles?
I don't know. I don't want to know. I'll never find out, to
Me
be fair. Okay, well, my daily whinny goes out to my husband, who asked me a very, very poignant question about horses. And I thought I would let him propose that question to you. So we had like 3 days of rain. So my horses actually had to stay in their stalls for approximately 30 hours. And they only usually come in once a day to eat and stand up while I'm riding them, and then they go back out. So it's a couple hours a day usually, but they had to come in for 30 hours because it was a nightmare. And Chad asked me this question. So I have to leave. I have to give him the headphones and the microphone because we only have one. So I'm going to let him ask Glenn this question. Okay. And
is this one horse husband to another? Is that?
Yeah. Yeah. It's really private in here, clearly. All right. Here he is. Hold on.
Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, Chad. How are you?
I'm good. Long time no talk.
How's the pilot business?
I I'm seeing the world, I guess, one hotel room at a time.
Does it get boring flying those planes after doing the F-16s for so long?
Oh, no, you're so busy.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Don't you just put it on after you take off? Isn't it going on automatic pilot and you just never see anything till you land again?
There's at least three buttons I have to push. This is not an easy job.
And you were supposed to ask me questions, but I got one more. With all the coronavirus thing, are you guys hermetically sealed in the capsule up front?
Oh, no, we've got this really, really, we have all these notes, I think actually we're canceling, like on a serious note, I think we are actually canceling a couple of flights into in and out of China right now. But
oh, really?
I don't think I get much past Midland, Texas at this point. So I'm not.
You haven't graduated to China yet?
Yeah, not quite yet.
Like, how do you?
We don't really trust you outside of Texas.
How do you stay awake for a flight to China, by the way?
Oh man, they have like this bunk, like, you know, first class is nice,
naps?
But we have like this, like, MRI machine that's just like hanging out above first class, and you just go crash out in there for a little while. But you have like three or four pilots, so you get to take turns eating first class meals and sleeping. So
have you had any interesting snow landings yet?
You know, I did land in Milwaukee not too long ago. yeah. Well, that's Algonquin for the good land, but Milwaukee. It was like a total sheet of ice and a blizzard with 30 knot crosswinds. The winter is hit, so you do have to stay awake.
Okay, so I know we're boring all the horse people, but I have to ask you this now. So you're coming down with the crosswinds. Did it affect your little F-16 more, or does it affect the big planes more?
The big planes actually a little bit more. So there's a lot more surface area to get thrown around there. But it's also it's an easier. Man, like you said, three buttons. You know, it's just not that bad. As long as you're paying attention up there and you're not just completely out of it, it's very safe.
So
it's good.
When do you become a captain for the second time?
When can I be in charge of people again? They haven't let me out of Texas yet. So I don't know if I'm. I could actually go up. If I wanted to go up to New York or something like that, I could probably go do that here pretty quick. But I think I'll stick around the home drone here. And
you're building a new house. Just you might as well stay, huh?
I like to hang out with the 6-year-old and mama and take care of one of these questions I might have for you.
Well, you know, your wife has had nothing but good things to say about building a house.
Is there some sarcasm in there?
No, not at all.
No, because it's dripping.
What questions do you have for me?
Man, I tell you. First off, I'm pretty happy the horses haven't gotten into the new home yet. So that I feel like we're staying on top of that.
Zeus hasn't gotten in the new house yet?
He did before we really, really committed to the electric fence out there. But just give him a chance. I think he got out yesterday because he broke a panel, and yeah, he's still doing the usual. He jumped out of his paddock.
So. Oh, really?
I mean, that's not even worth talking about.
Okay.
Anymore. That's just standard.
Oh, there's something more serious than Zeus. This would be good.
I don't know if it's serious. It's just a thing. I did ask this question. As a guy who might be a horse husband, you know, as you put it there, we're driving back from what were we picking out, honey? Like tile, stone, something. I don't know. We were doing something for the house, and we come back, and it's just kind of the usual. Like I get out of the car, I start unloading some stuff, and Jamie, she jogs out to the ponies to go play and throw hay and go pet the babies and all that, And she comes back and I'm like, oh no, I've seen this look before where she's trying to break the news to me. And it's kind of like, it's one of three things usually, but Zeus was stolen actually he might've jumped out, but we got over that. It's like, which one was it? Was it Groot or Drax? Because they look exactly the same, but one of the thoroughbreds, Groot.
Funny about thoroughbreds, they all look the same.
Yeah, they do. The fact that I know what bay is an improvement for me, but she goes like, Groot's like three legs. He's got three good legs. He might be completely lame on one leg. He was okay at the walk. You know, that's about it. I'm like, good Lord. And I've, over the decades, I've learned that lame doesn't necessarily mean you got to put them down. So that's good. That sounds like a terrible thing to me, but
usually means a large vet bill, though.
Yes, and that's, you know, I'm immediately going like, all right, don't talk money, and she hasn't said the word vet yet, so that's good. But you know. But I'm waiting for it, and I just can't help myself. I hold off as long as I can, and I'm just.
But then I found out Drax was lame too.
Yeah, so I haven't said anything yet, and then I see her about 10 minutes later, and she's like, babe, I think I figured out why Groot's lame. And I'm like, oh, here we go, and then it's like, yeah, it turns out Drax might have kicked him and then got kicked back because Drax is lame. I'm like, oh my god, that's it. I can't handle it anymore. And I asked the question. I'm sure many individuals have asked over the years.
Well, it's only one vet call. That's good.
Oh, boy, way to consolidate. Yeah, thanks for that positive note. And I'm like, it was a simple question. I'm just like. Every time we leave the house, it's like, well, why do horses always hurt themselves? Why are they always hurt? How have they ever survived? Why are they still on the planet? Do they get hurt all the time? Yeah, that was basically
yes is the answer, because Nigel at Funny US, Jennifer's horse Nigel, came up lame yesterday. So, and he's out by himself, so figure that out. They will find any way they can to hurt themselves.
They just seem like it's like being a china shop. I don't understand how they're so fragile.
It makes you wonder how these Olympic level horses, how the hell do they get that far without hurting themselves? It's
I'm
a miracle.
Sure, they have vets just on standby, and they must have like one in
well,
their.
Well, and I think they go out by
trailer.
Themselves, you know, and they're putting padded stalls. And anytime two horses, anytime two horses are out together, one of them's hurt.
Yeah.
At any given moment. Yeah. So did she call the vet? I have to know.
She has not called the vet yet. I think she saw it in my eyes. Maybe it was time just to, maybe let's just hold off for a second.
So have you learned not to bring up the money thing when it comes to the vet?
I'm a numbers guy. I can't help it. I try really, really hard.
How
I
long
used
you been
to be
married?
Immediately. Yeah, a good 10 years now.
Yeah.
So
well, you're not going to learn then. You're
no, no, I'm not, but I hold off as long as I can.
You know, it's so good. She has this high paying gig she does in the morning.
I tell you what, without you, the number of horses on this property are going to drop tremendously.
It's good. You got a job.
She did find a way, I think, to alleviate my vet anxiety, if you want to call it that.
But yeah.
She is the master of distraction. Like, and she does it in such a nice way. She came up with one this morning to distract me from the two lame horses out back, which is, I think it's time we got a little more antibiotics for the guinea pig. I'm like, okay. So right now we're insuring a dog that was lame, that's not lame anymore. We have two horses that are pretty much ready for the vet. And now we're gonna get antibiotics from the guinea pig vet. So now I'm like, I'm swimming. I'm like, I'm running circles going like, I don't even know who's the priority right now. Are we gonna,
Be honest with me. She's not listening. So be honest with me. Are you really glad to fly away for 3 days at a time?
Oh, getting away from this? No way. Come on now.
Thanks, Chad. My answer is there's no hope. We're just screwed. That's my answer.
I don't see this going in
no,
the
it's
direction.
Not. No. No, no. If you're looking for me for help, you got nothing.
The positive thing is I honestly do love my wife. I don't like leaving that much. But
She says that occasionally about you, too. So
okay, occasionally.
Occasionally, it depends on the day. Great.
Now Zeus is. I'm not in love with that guy. So flying away from that problem doesn't hurt my.
I always expect one of these days that Zeus is going to be back on the reservation, running free with the other wild horses.
That that just makes good sense. What? Why have we caged up this free animal for
so
long?
I know, he just wants to be free. Just
let
give
him
what
go,
he wants.
Jamie, let him go.
Let him be free. Bye, Chad.
I'll go get my wife.
Okay.
See you guys.
That's good. We can't do the show without her. No live shows next week, but we do have some content for you. There'll be a new Stacey Westfall episode and a new driving episode with Dr. Wendy. So there will be shows all next week and some new episodes too. They'll just be in your feed and not in a live because I'll be on a cruise ship with 40 of our great listeners. And now we're gonna call our first.
Did you get me divorced?
We might have talked about you a little. So now we're going to talk to a guest that we have coming up. You've all seen the pictures of the blue horse sculptures in the field in Montana. They went viral. There are 39 of the metal sculptures that look as natural as a group of wild horses out there in the field. And on with us today, we have the sculptor of those horses, Jim Dolan. Hi, Jim. Welcome to the show. We're so glad to have you on.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
Are you in Montana now?
I live near Bozeman, Montana. It's like about 60 miles north of Yellowstone. Everybody knows where Yellowstone is.
Yep. Yep. And we know where Bozeman is, too. A lot of horses up that way. So.
Oh, yeah. There's quite a few.
So, obviously, you're a sculptor, but are you also a horse guy? Were you always a horse guy?
I had to about 10 years ago. My family had a ranch and we had used horses quite a bit. I have a little 10-acre place now and my kids grew up and left one off of college and all the horses grew old or I gave them away. So right now I have no live horses on my place.
Oh, no live ones. He has metal ones, but no live ones. So
yeah, a lot of metal.
So Jim, when did the sculpting thing start?
Back in the 60s. Next year is my 50th year full-time as a sculptor.
Oh, wow.
And I went to school in agriculture in college, master's in ag. I decided I wanted to be a sculptor more than I wanted to go back to the ranch or work for the USDA. So it's been a fun year. It's my 50th year coming up. So full-time.
You've done hundreds of sculptures, right? I mean, large ones and small ones and all kinds.
Yeah, probably close to thousands.
Is it all metal, or do you work in other mediums too?
No, mostly metal. I've done some with fiberglass and a few other pieces, but my main thing is steel and stainless steel.
So
and I make some big ones. I've done some pieces over in Japan that were eagles that were 27 feet tall with 36 foot wingspans.
How do you put that on an airplane?
Well, you know that 747 takes a space shuttle back to Florida from Texas.
Uh-huh.
I put on top of the 747 containerized boxes and then shipped over by ship. Then I reassemble it. And I always hope I didn't make two left wings.
Put an engine on that sucker.
Yeah, fly it over.
Fly it on over.
Jim, I have to ask you, before we get to the horse sculptures, sure. What's the most unusual sculpture you were asked to do? Or weirdest, or just, you couldn't believe it?
I took a couple motorcycles apart and made this 1300cc Yamaha Honda. Two engines, and it's got forks out the front, and I put a 6-foot tall orangutan on this. I have them pulling a wheelie, giving you the peace sign with a big American flag on the top of them. And that's the entrance to my place on my road where I live. I tell people that if you see the first orangutan, you pull in there. If you've seen the second orangutan, you've been smoking something.
Well, now, did the whole idea of doing, by the way, the pictures of your these blue horses, the sculptures you did there in Montana just went viral. That's where I saw it. This was shared thousands of times. So where did the idea to do this whole herd of horses come from?
Well, I've been a horse since the 60s, and I always wanted to give a big piece back to the people of Montana who basically supported. I mean, Montana is almost the size of California, but we have less than 1 million people. But so for an artist to make it, you know, a lot of it has to come from your home state. It was my gift, my thank you to the people for supporting me for 45 years.
you did 39 of these things, and they ain't small either.
No, the big ones are like 17 hands high, and and about a third of them move with the wind. I have them on bearings, so their heads go back and forth.
Oh, cool.
And then all the horses have black poly rope for manes and tail, and they flow with the wind pretty well, and that will last a long time. But we get pretty good winds up here, so it's fun because they do move when we get a wind.
Do you have them staked to the ground? I was wondering why they just don't fall over.
Yeah, we took some jackhammers up and drove some big stakes in the ground, and then welded them to the bases of the horses. And then they're pretty much solid. I mean, wind's not going to take them down, but it's right alongside a highway, and it belongs. I gave them to the people of Montana, so everybody that basically has taken ownership, and people can walk up there and see the horses. And we have to keep your eye open. There are rattlesnakes, so you have to, pay attention.
It's in some rugged terrain. I can't imagine that moving all of these up there was any easy feat, because it is a very rocky ground. There's one horse that's laying down. I feel like you should have put a pillow under it or something. I mean, sleeping on the rocks. But this is no easy feat. I have to ask, because I look at them, and for metal sculptures that are painted, they just look so real. Just the expression on these horses' faces and the manes and tails. What are the manes and tails made out of? They look so luxurious.
They're actually rope, unraveled rope of a polyester rope, which will last a long time anywhere. And I make them pretty long. So a lot of them are 3 foot long. So if they catch any little bit of wind, they'll show movement. Mm-hmm. And what's funny, these are actually about 80 yards off the highway up on a hill. And the highway department wouldn't move the road closer to the horses. So I put them where I put them. I asked, but they just said, no, that's not going to happen. So but I put them there. And actually we get, because the horses are lean and they're long legged. And I did that on purpose, almost like, just lean horses, because most of Montana, we have 7 reservations. I want them to look more like native horses who are, they're on the thin side, put it that way.
Yeah.
They don't overfeed their horses. So you always can count ribs on most native horses, and they're not mistreated. They're just, thin.
Fit.
So we have people call the sheriff here once in a while, especially somebody who's not from here, and say, somebody's mistreating these horses. They're starving up on the hillside.
Oh my gosh, are you serious?
And it's pretty funny. I mean, it's not funny if the people call in, the sheriff has to explain, and some of them actually argue with them, say, no, we've seen them. They're really thin.
They're moving around up there. I saw their hair blowing in the breeze.
Yeah.
I saw pictures from the road. God, these things must be photographed every day 100 times. I saw pictures from the road, and from the distance, they do look like real horses. Now, they're blue, but from the distance, you kind of don't see that. So, it's funny.
I had to keep it an art piece, too. So, I made them all blue, so in the tails and manes are black and the legs are black, from knees down. And there's no white socks on them or anything. I want them all just to be this more of an art project with horses. And so that's kind of how I did them. And they're
so awesome.
So how long did it take you to make 39 horses out of metal?
Well, it took me about 2 years in my studio. And I have a big 4,000 square foot studio with 30 foot ceilings and overhead cranes and forklift. And I did have full-time help till last spring. Then finally he decided that the winters in Montana were too tough, and he left and went to Arizona. So
God,
I have
love
a part-time
him.
College student that comes in and works with me. And we've got, the economy's good, so art's good. And it kind of follows that. you know, when economy gets really bad, then we're out, you know, hunting coyotes, not to, for the hides to sell, but for the meat, you know.
You're starving to death.
Starving to death.
Well,
the horses were really fun. They were just, you know, these, at one time I had all 39 in my studio towards the end, and they're all facing towards the center like a big horseshoe.
Oh,
and I usually start at 6 in the morning. So I came in with my bowl of oatmeal. I looked at all these horses, and they're all looking back at me. And I asked them, went around and put every nose in my bowl of oatmeal.
You're such a giver.
I could be a little eccentric, you know.
Did you ever?
My family says I'm really eccentric.
So is this land yours? Is this state land? Did you decide to put it right here?
One of my friends has, you know, quite a bit of acreage out there, and we talked about where to put them. And he says, "Well, look up my place here," and it worked perfect. And basically, you know, the land's still in his name, and we didn't give that to the state of Montana or anything. And the horses I gave the people of Montana. So basically, it's an honor system between he and I and the people of Montana.
It's awesome.
If you give them to the state, then you do all kinds of different regulations.
Yeah.
You know, then they got to maintain them. And the state has their own problems. They don't need to try to maintain sculpture. So I go up, you know, usually in the summer, once every couple of weeks, and straighten manes out and maybe touch up some blue paint. And, you know, and we get people that walk up and see them. And there's a lot of pictures taken, a lot of people for their, for their wedding pictures, go up there and take pictures.
Oh, wow, yeah.
This is very cool.
With the horses in the background.
Did you ever imagine 50 years ago, you know, when you were in high school, that you'd be a sculptor for a living and do pretty well at it?
No. I mean, I went to school. I was going to go back to a ranch and be a cowboy. That's what I wanted to do. But then I started doing the sculpting in high school, then in college. And I had a really good welding teacher in college. And I decided this sounds like a lot more fun than working for the USDA or going back to the ranch.
Yeah,
so I just kept on with the sculpture.
A warm studio sure beats wrangling cows in 3 feet of snow. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, this is great.
Right now, you guys probably have more snow than we do right now.
No, I'm in Florida. I'm in Florida. We don't have much snow.
Oh, you're in Florida. Okay, yeah, no. I mean, we probably have more snow. I thought it was Maryland here. So.
Well, I'll tell you what, Jim. This has been great. It's Blue, BLEU, horses.com. If you want to see all the pictures and go to the website, I'm sure all of our listeners are horse people. They've seen those pictures across their Facebook feed, I'm sure. But congratulations on doing something good for the state.
Well,
and
thank you.
And great work.
Awesome.
This is really cool.
So beautiful.
Thanks, Jim.
Thank you, Glenn and Janie, and thank you for having me on your show.
No problem. Take care.
We're okay. Coming to visit you next time.
Yeah.
Summer.
Oh, yeah.
Please do. Come.
Yeah, we want a picture with you and the horses.
We could do that. We always have people come for dinner, and all we do is put another rock in the soup. That makes more soup.
I love stone soup, man. Montana favorite.
Okay.
Thanks, Jim.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh my God, I love him. He was a classic.
Oh my gosh, that guy's great. How awesome. And I, you know, I've seen one or two pictures, but if you actually Google Blue
Horse thousands.
Montana, I mean, there's thousands of pictures, and it looks like a herd of Mustangs up in the hills. I mean, it's just incredible. So he definitely has some massive skills.
You know, he didn't get paid for this. He did it, you know, just because he wanted to. So good for him. Good for him. Well, let's take a break. You know who wants to do something is Kentucky Performance Products wants to tell you about the terrific products. We're going to come back. We have some news. We have some celebrities in the news this time, and we're going to get to that. And then we have some really bad ads, and they're all done by you.
Each week, you carefully plan out your horse's training schedule. You work with your trainer to fine-tune his flat work. You school through grids to perfect his jump and set up multiple courses to educate your eye. You enjoy long hacks to keep his mind fresh and body strong. Show day arrives. You take a deep breath as you enter the ring. "We've got this," you whisper so only he can hear you. You move as one, sailing over each element in perfect harmony. The feeling you get when it all clicks. It's why we do what we do. This feeling is brought to you by Joint Armor. Joint Armor's complete formula provides your horse with the nutrients necessary to support healthy joints throughout his lifetime. Joint Armor maintains fluid motion and flexibility in hardworking joints. It supports normal cartilage development and reduces joint deterioration. Joint Armor provides high levels of both glucosamine and chondroitin, plus 100 milligrams of hyaluronic acid. Best of all, Joint Armor is affordable. One small jar lasts up to 75 days. The horse that matters to you matters to Kentucky Performance Products.
And you can find Kentucky Performance Products also on Facebook. Just search for Kentucky Performance Products. So when we, you know, I talked about having to put down Glory, our greyhound, here, what, a week or two ago? And we didn't go to our normal vet because it was nighttime and we were going early in the morning, like 6 o'clock in the morning. So we had to go to the emergency vet. So we went to the emergency vet over at the University of Kentucky, which we had never been to before. And once they figured out the situation, they were so nice there. Not the University of Kentucky, the University of Florida. Sorry. I don't know. I had the UK on the brain. So we went to the University of Florida Emergency Medical Center there at the college. And they basically said, you know, we're not going to charge you the normal call. We're just going to charge you the fee to have her put down. So they didn't even charge the normal call because she said, well, we're really not doing anything here. You know, we're not checking her out. So so I thought that was very nice. So it cost us like $100, by the way. So I thought that was very nice. Well, in the mail yesterday, they actually sent us the paw print. So they did a paw print in clay, and they sent it to us with her name on it, with Glory's name on it. And they just had a very nice card in there. And I thought, this is an emergency vet clinic.
You're getting me choked up right now.
It's an emergency. It's not our regular vet. This was an emergency vet clinic that we went to. We'd seen them once, and they did the paw print. So I got choked up. Jeez. Aww. I was just starting to get over all of this, and then we got that in the mail. So I'm going to make a little shadow box. So I got her collar and that. We're going to put a picture in it with her paw print. But that was so nice. Woo. I got to give them, giving them a shout out here to the University of Florida Emergency Medical Clinic. That was so nice of them to do.
Gosh, that's incredible.
Yeah. I mean, I can see a regular vet doing it, you know, if you've been taking your dog there for 10 years. But, you know, so for them to do that just shows it's a little bit. And they were so nice there, too. And they're all young, you know, they're at the college, right? So they were all pretty young, and they were just so nice when we were there, too. So I'm giving them a shout out. They're cool. It was a good thing that happened. All right. Now, before I get all choked up again, let's do some celebrity news. So in the news, somebody got engaged. Do you know who that somebody was?
Getting married. Who is it?
Daughter to one of the richest people in the world, Jennifer Gates. The daughter of Bill and Melinda got engaged to show jumper Nael Nasser. And he is out. Well, he's born in Chicago. He was raised in Kuwait. And he trained in Europe throughout his youth. And he went down to Wellington, which I assume is where she met him. He will compete for Egypt this summer at the Olympics in Tokyo. And apparently one of their other pastimes beside doing horses together, because, you know, she has that little $15 million farm in Wellington, is they like to ski. And apparently he proposed on a ski slope on the side of a mountain. And she said, he absolutely swept me off my feet this past weekend, surprising me in the most meaningful location over one of our many shared passions. So congratulations to the happy couple.
She's currently in medical school?
Yeah. Well, get this. So remember, she has like a $20 million farm in Wellington. And she reportedly, the couple will reportedly live in New York, where Gates is currently in medical school. Her parents purchased a $5 million condo on Fifth Avenue that she lives in.
Yeah. Her dad's Bill Gates.
Yeah.
So what impresses me about this is that she feels the need to marry. She's going to marry some millionaire show jumper, and yet she's in medical school.
Well,
she doesn't have to go to medical school.
Think,
good for her.
I think part of that is the foundation, the Gates Foundation, does a lot of work in the medical front, and I think that's from what I read. That's actually where she got her interest in doing medicine from. So,
wow.
And her
that's
mom
really awesome.
Is,
I mean, that's hard.
There is
a lot of work.
There's a special on Netflix called Bill Gates' Brain, I think it's called. And it's a special where this guy went and shadowed him. It's like three episodes long. Shadowed him at his home up there and shadowed both of them, Bill and Melinda, around the world on the tremendous work that they're doing with the foundation. Everybody should watch it. It's amazing. It also shows you the thought process and how he thinks, which isn't like us, by the way.
Of course not.
No, it's a little more advanced, but it's a fascinating documentary, and I recommend anybody watch it. It is really good. But there, I can see why she went into that. But yeah, she wouldn't have to, but she is, and she's not living poor in New York either. So she's not in a dorm.
Well, nobody would expect her to be in a dorm. No. Yeah, I mean, she's Bill Gates' daughter, but yeah. I mean, as somebody who could potentially do nothing, that's somebody who's doing something. Good for her. That's just awesome. And she's an amazing show jumper too, from what I understand.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Way to go.
All right.
So, no, is it my turn? Or
yeah,
do you have
it's your turn. No, that's all I had. Oh,
okay.
It accidentally closed. I'll see if I can find the spot.
Okay, I think probably like almost like 155 or something.
Okay. All right.
Check it out. Do you need me to send it to you again?
No, I have it. I'm just
okay, so just in case you didn't love Marky Mark already, which is what I call Mark Wahlberg because that's the age I'm at. Marky Mark has a family and he has a daughter and she loves horses and he's like a horse dad. And I just thought it was really interesting to hear him talk to Ellen about being a horse dad because Ellen is a horse wife because Portia rides. So you could tell she like kind of knew some of the right questions to ask, like, but anyway, here it is. If we can play it on time, this is Marky Mark, Mark Wahlberg talking to Ellen about his daughter's horse.
Is into horses. I saw a picture
yes.
of her. She's 10?
She turned 10, yes.
Okay.
We had a little party for her in Barbados so she could have it with her friends, but then we had a real party last week at home, yeah.
Now,
expensive.
That's an expensive hobby.
Hobby, yes.
Yeah.
Hobby.
It's a very.
More like a career for her, but.
Do you think it is going to be a career? Is she jumping?
Oh, she's in. She's jumping, yeah, she's in. But she
what
got
is she jumping? What height?
You know what? I mean, right now it's like that.
Yeah.
But, you know, she's got the dog on a leash making the dog jump. She's like. Everything revolves around horses.
Right.
That's Daisy May, her horse. But she wanted to go to the tax store for her birthday, and she had gotten a gift certificate for a friend, and then we said we'd match it. And I thought, okay, this is good. She could kind of add up what things cost and, you know, learn some financial responsibility. Her and my wife were just throwing everything in the carts. It was like, you know, you get everything you can grab for an hour for free. I mean, mm-hmm. they thought it was one of those deals. So she went way over the budget. But she loves it. And it's one of those things where I think it's a great distraction from boys and all that stuff. She's like, she's shoveling. She takes care of the horse. The horse lives better than me, by the way.
Yeah. No,
he gets all the love. If I get a hug or a kiss every once in a while, I'm lucky. Meanwhile, you know, she's like.
And that's her horse?
Yes. She owns the horse.
Yeah. You should get, for our nieces, we gave them jumps in the yard so they can actually run and jump and do the jumps like horses do.
Yeah.
Do you have that for them?
She's turned the whole playroom. The boys aren't even allowed in there anymore. She's made jumps out of boxes, broomsticks, whatever she can use. The soccer net got destroyed, turned into jumping boards.
You have money. Buy the jumps that I'm talking about.
I'm worried about the lawn. I never had a lawn. I never had a lawn,
and
literally.
Yeah, and so now you do.
Yeah, so I want to protect the lawn. I want to protect
you got
the
a
lawn.
Dog. The dog's going to destroy that lawn.
No, he's this big. It's like that was one of the things when I saw the guy who had the Pomeranian. I was like, oh, how big does that dog get? And he said, well, this is full grown. And I said, how big is the poop? He said, it's like a little Tootsie Roll. I said, I can manage that. So I agreed to.
It's a all tiny right. little Pomeranian. God, I didn't see him with a Pomeranian, did you?
No, but when he talks about it's just he's such like a city guy.
Yeah.
And for him to be talking about his daughter and horses and like getting a dog with Tootsie Roll poops, like, oh my God.
And I love a millionaire when they talk about how expensive it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just love the daughter and the wife in the tax store just throwing. It's like one of those games where how you have 5 minutes in the grocery store, like what can you get?
And Ellen knows a little bit about buying $50 million farms for the horses.
Yeah. She has horses and dogs, yeah. So I get it. It was awesome.
All right. I have one other news story, and then we're going to do some really – well, we're not going to do any really bad ads. The listeners are going to do some really bad ads. There's a lady by the name of Polly Vocker, and she lives in England. And what reminded me of this story was talking to Chad earlier. She is a pilot, and I mean a serious pilot. She's been a pilot all her life. She's now 76 years old. She is an adventure pilot. She has flown solo all over the polar regions, north and south. She circumnavigated the world in a single-engine Piper plane. Well, those little tiny ones.
Wow.
In 2007, she did her last major trip as a pilot, and she flew to every airport in Britain, all 221 airfields. She flew to every one in succession and landed and took off at every one. It was kind of thing
she
wanted
gas?
To do.
What?
Yeah, she just wanted to land at every airport in Britain. I don't know if that ever been done before. Well, a year ago, she was 76, and she was forced to retire because she had surgery to improve her eyesight, and it went wrong, leaving her blind in her right eye, and she couldn't fly anymore, and apparently she was very depressed. She just, flying was her life. She'd done all this amazing stuff flying. I think Chad would miss it too if he couldn't, right?
Oh, yeah.
So she said, it was a real shock. I'm usually a very positive person. I was trying very hard to be positive, but I was having a bad time. I couldn't read, and I was having eye drops 24/7, and all I could do was sit there and feel awful. And then she thought about her pair called Wizard and Muffin. That's right, Wizard and Muffin. They are out there in her yard, and she decided that she's going to take her two donkeys, Wizard and Muffin, on a trip. So she's going to do a 200-mile trip around England with them pulling a cart. They weren't even halter broke when she got them. So she has taught them to drive. She taught them everything. And they're going to take these two donkeys around the country and on her 200-mile trip. And she's been preparing for that and getting excited. And she said she's finally excited about living again. It's called Dunkathon. She's calling it a Dunkathon. She's actually raising money for charity. She's made special rugs for them, made out of high visibility stuff, and she's ready to go. And at the age of 76,
is this your happy story or your celebrity story?
This is just a happy story I wanted to leave you guys with this week. Something that was tragedy that was cured by a couple of donkeys.
By the way, can I just touch base on let's revisit. Let's back up to my husband talking about being a pilot and how much he just thinks it's not a big deal.
I know. It's like flying a big airplane full of hundreds of people. Yeah.
I guess that's how you want your pilot to think it's like the easiest job in the world, because apparently there are some pilots that don't have the same kind of thing. Like, he's like, guys that flew fighters, we were always just trying not to get shot and to shoot people, and here, like, he's like a giant bus. I just launch it into the sky and I'm like, babe, there is more to it than that. Anybody would do it if it was as easy as you said it was. But then I start thinking, I guess I want him to think it's that easy. I don't know. It's really stressful hearing him talk. And I would like to point out that it's 2020. We met in 2008. He's been a pilot the entire time I've met him and known him. And I've never flown in a plane with him ever. Okay.
That's right. Because the Air Force wouldn't allow you him to take you up, right? So.
No, why would they? It's like $30 million. You know, I was like, why would they waste, the space with me? So on the 16th of February, I am driving down to Dallas and I'm going to get in a plane and I'm going to fly to Wichita, Kansas, a very exotic location, and spend the day in Wichita. And Chad is going to be flying me from Dallas to Wichita and Wichita to Dallas, and Lucas too. So the whole family is getting in a plane.
Do you think you're going to get to see the pilot place in the front?
I'm telling you, there's part of me, there's a little part of me that doesn't believe he's actually a pilot. So after all this time, I still there. He's like, I used to fly over you. I'm like, that could have been anybody. And he's like, where do you think I go? I'm like, you could be a flight attendant. I don't know. So there's still just this tiny part of me that maybe thinks he's not a pilot. So I'm going to find out.
Oh,
sure.
You know, it's coming over the loudspeaker and your name's going to be called, right?
February 16th. I'll Facebook live it. Like, okay, my husband is not a pilot. He's a flight attendant, or he is actually in the cockpit pushing buttons.
Well, you know, that same day I got called for jury duty. So
February 17th?
Yes.
Oh, good.
I got jury duty that day. So there we go. Fun.
That's perfect. Yeah. Get the day off.
Yeah. All right.
I need that day off.
Let's hear from Ovation.
Horse people know that they can count on Ovation's value, quality, and style when it comes to hard-wearing schooling attire, affordable show gear for horse and rider, or top-of-the-line equipment for riders at every level. From breeches to bridle work, saddles to stock ties, helmets to half chaps, Ovation is the premier brand of riding apparel and equipment for you and your horse in the United States, outfitting riders at every level from head to toe. Ask for Ovation brand riding helmets, breeches, and footwear at your local tack store, or go online to ovationriding.com and see the fantastic variety of quality, fashion-forward, affordable products from Ovation. ovationriding.com.
Pay attention.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader.
Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware.
Horse trading.
But tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare.
Horse trading.
Well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
That's right. It is time for Really Bad Ads. And this week's Really Bad Ads are brought to you by you because you did them all. But also, Total Saddle Fit. Are you still using your stability stirrup leathers?
I don't want to be overdramatic, but like, I might be dead without them. I'm picking up a new horse today, by the way. A new horse and hound rescue is coming in for training today. I took a week off for the flu. One of the ones I got was like a total bucker. I mean, and they tell me all these like, oh, he's been returned because he bucked. I swear to God, Glenn, that thing saved my life. Those stirrup leathers. Any sort of crazy, weird thing happens, you're just so much more secure with these stirrup leathers. Also, my dressage, like, I can sit the trot on a thoroughbred. It just makes...
Why does it make a difference?
It's black magic, Glenn. There's some sort of magical something that happened. I'm just kidding. Okay, so there's a wide body design that brings like more stability to your leg. It's just more contact, I think, with your leg and the saddle. So it gives it just that much more stability, but they're also thinner. So it feels like there's no leathers underneath your leg. And the material is really sticky. And they're here's the thing. This is what I like about it is they are guaranteed to improve your ride or they'll pay shipping both ways. I actually just bought something and it came in too big and I had to send it back, not from Total Saddle Fit. And it was going to cost me $25 to ship it back.
Yeah. And then you go, is it worth that?
The whole thing was eight. It was a dog blanket. It was like $8. Yeah. You know what? I'll just buy another one for less. So anyway, that's what I like about them is you buy it. They know you're going to like it. And if you don't like it and you're like, I don't think so, which you won't do, but they'll pay the shipping both ways. So you don't have to ship it back. There's just nothing out of your pocket if you don't like it. You can go to TotalSaddleFit.com to check it out and get your pair now. They've saved all sorts of awesome stuff. So TotalSaddleFit.com.
And if you don't believe Jamie, the auditor room had a whole conversation about these the other day. Somebody asked if they were really worth it. And there were about 20 comments of people that had bought them that said they were really worth it.
Oh, so, God. Because, yeah. I mean, whatever. They're totally worth it. And they're so easy to adjust because it's really good leather. And, I mean, how many times do you, like, heave down on your stirrup leather to be able to adjust your stirrups? You're like, pull! and finally it comes out just a little bit and you can like wiggle it up a hole or something. This one, it just pulls right out, adjust it, pull it right back in. It's so easy. So anyway, that's enough about that.
All right, let's do some really bad ads.
Hey, I found one last night.
Let me just mention, what? We're giving away the box of crap today at the end of Really Bad Ads too. So somebody's going to be a winner today.
Stick around. I was looking online at, I was looking for auctions in Oklahoma for some furniture, but I found a horse auction and, you know, I had to get in on that and read about it.
Did you even find a furniture auction, honestly?
No. I just read horses for sale. So. And there was some really interesting things, but this one stuck out to me. And actually, I really want it. I think it's next Saturday. Thank God I can't go to the sale. But it says, and I read this to Chad and he didn't get it. And took him a minute. This good-natured gray gelding is one that anyone could enjoy. He's been a 74-year-old man's horse for many, many years. He's okay.
Guy's been 74 for a long time.
Thank you. I was like, do they just get a new 74-year-old every year to ride him? Or is it like the guy just doesn't age? Like, what the hell?
And then I got it.
Okay. Because the next sentence is, he's one hand broke. What is the hell does that mean? That's what Chad thought. I was like, no. One hand broke is strange. But it's even
smacked a lot? That's what I thought right away. He smacks the horse a lot? I don't know.
74-year-old man has been riding this horse for many, many years. Okay, I just had to read that to you. I thought you'd like okay. It.
Well, the rest of these are from our listeners. So let's have some fun today. It's the first time this has ever happened.
Hey, this is Scott with a bad ad from the Danville, Virginia Craigslist. Titled, A Walking Horse Mare, $1,000, Hillsville, Virginia. And it reads, TWH Mare for sale. She is well broke and gentle as can be. Stands to be tacked up and loads good. She is 10 years old and about 15.3 hands. Does okay with farrier. Asking $1,000 or best offer, also open to trade. Go grab that one up and stuff.
And stuff. Thank you, Scott. Tammy did the next one.
Hey, guys. It's Tammy in Kansas. This is a really bad ad. Christmas special. Always intended to get him broke to ride, but it didn't get done.
Oh, God.
Halter broke only. 8 years old. Around 13 hands and needs gelding. Has a nice gait. Just been running the pasture with all the horses. Has good feet, I think. He sure would make a nice jumping pony.
Because he jumps out of the fence all the time.
How do you know that?
By the way, what we were talking about with Chad earlier, you put two horses out together, they're both lame, right? This guy never got hurt in his entire life. He's fine.
No, that's the kind of horse. Like, both my riding horses, they got in a fight with each other and they kicked each other's asses. And so now Groot has this whole, like, giant, like, lacerate. It's not deep, thank God. It's just like, it was like the hide was scraped off the inside, of course, is super swollen. And then Drax on the front leg got kicked and it's super swollen, not super deep. Just
okay.
Just
this is supposed to be the funny part. Take a deep breath.
Well, here's the thing. And at one point, I come out and I'm like, why is Zeus in the pasture? He knocked on the top rail and jumped out. Just jumped out. Hashtag damn it, Zeus. That's probably why the two got in a fight. He probably did it to both of them. Sorry. Carry on.
By the way, this guy, why didn't they geld him? Why is it always the other person's responsibility to geld the horse you own?
Why is there an untrained, uncut horse running around in the field with all your... Oh,
can I just
God.
Say Tammy's southern accent was terrific, though?
I love her. Yeah,
she's good.
I do. She's from Kansas.
This
it might
Debbie
be real.
In Florida with a bad ad from my local Craigslist. Goats and horses, $2,500. Four adult milk goats, four females, four American paints, two mare, two stallions, one is a leopard app. I'm lost on the math on this one.
I was kind of lost too. That's funny. Debbie, that's good. I love her timing too. She gave just enough of a pause there to make it comedic. Good job, Debbie.
This is Diane from Ontario, and I'm submitting a really bad ad.
Hi, Diane.
Here it goes. Dead broke quarter horse, $1,500. Oh, I'm going to have to do an accent because this is from Tennessee.
Oh.
A 14-year-old quarter horse mare. She's the sweetest thing ever. She'd make a great trail horse. She loads easy and don't mind the farrier. She was originally a horse for a man's grandkids and still is calm enough for that. She will lop, trot, gallop when asked. She will only get past a trot if she knows you can. So she's husband and kids safe, LOL. She's bulletproof and don't spook at all. She never bucks, kicks, or anything. She's about 15 hands and easy to saddle and will ride in any bit. She's very smart, knows how to side pass, and has a lot of buttons. She will get down if you ask her to. Price is not firm, we'll negotiate. Need gone quick. I'm also open to trade. I would like a gelded or a filly around 2 to 3 green or lead broke that will make 15 to 16 hands. I would also trade for a young pattern barrel horse around 16 hands, $1,500 or a best offer. Call me for details.
Was this lady bored with the perfect horse and wants to get a nutso? What's that?
No, it's called lying. She's lying.
I want to give up my perfect horse for a young
one. I love the Canadian doing this.
I know. That was pretty good.
That's what got me.
I love that they're trying it. I love that. Thank you, Diane. Lorene's back.
Hi. This is Lorene Borden. And I have a Craigslist really bad ad. And it's actually two ads, but you have to read them together. And they're very short. But you'll see why you have to read them together. So the first ad says, horse for sale, $1,000, Hamilton. Brown horse, --, girl, --, around 8 years old, --. Good with people. If interested, please text or call me or my boyfriend, Brandon.
Oh, God.
And then if you're on Craigslist and you go down a few lines, you see this ad. And this ad says, for sale, horses, prices vary, $1,500, Hamilton. Hi, my name is Brandon. Have very, V-A-R-Y, friendly horse for sale. If you look for a good horse, contact me, call me, don't email, only if 100% looking. $1,500, just the highest price I have. Way cheaper ones. Call me for a question or text. U-Y-I-U. Have 2 weeks. Don't like the horse. Money back or I find a different one for you. Thank you. And those are the two ads. Thanks. Have a great day. Bye.
Lorene, that was very observant to pick those two out.
That's great. And notice, I don't think I heard him say anything about his girlfriend.
No, he didn't mention her at the end.
But she sure mentioned the boyfriend.
Yes,
so.
She did. Not a dealer at all. They're not horse dealers at all.
No.
Coach Jen did this one.
Really bad ad from eBay. 1990 Morton & Davis 4900 6-horse van. Project. 1990 International 4900 with a Morton and Davis box. The box is a 6+1, so it can be configured multiple ways, including box stalls. Easy to configure, one person can do it easily. Good paint, no rust, all tires in good nick. Upholstery is a little rough, but not so bad that you'd be embarrassed to have your grandma ride with you. The horses really like it. This van has 120,000 original miles on the odometer, at least half of which were on backcountry roads with a lot of stopping, starting, shifting, and generally putting wear and tear on the old gal. Now, here's the project part. You're buying a van in very good shape. It's nearly new. I say nearly because I have not yet replaced all of the working parts, just most of them. Here's a partial list. 7.6-liter diesel engine, brake lines, Spicer 6+1 transmission, rear end with 4.10 gear ratio, all the brakes and pads, radiator and radiator hose, hydraulic brake lines. This last one, I highly recommend that you have checked regularly and replace at the first signs of wear. Trust me. You think you have the mechanical kahunas to take this baby on and a driveway without low-hanging para lines and a gate over 10 feet wide? Give me a holler.
Why do you keep fixing a 1990 horse van? Can you imagine what this thing looks like? It's huge. These things are huge.
I drove a horse van for a while, and I think I just left it somewhere. I was like, I can't even deal with this
anymore.
Oh,
and the ramps are so steep to get the horses in.
And so heavy. Steep. I would take three people to get that dang ramp out.
Yep. There's nothing delicate about horse vans. No. Not the old ones, anyway. All right. Nikki sent this one in.
Hi, everyone. It's Nikki Lambert with a really bad ad
Nikki.
I found on Facebook recently. It goes, due to no fault of her own, period, open to all reasonable offer. That mare needs to continue his training, and I'm not riding anymore, so that's why I'm open to all reasonable offer, but PLS, hold back from making ridiculous offers. PLS, note, then no lease, comma, no payment payments plan, comma, no trades, comma, no bitcoins or any other cryptocurrency, comma, no inheritance, comma, no couponing, comma, no life insurance policies or whatever other types of payments besides real money. Period. Then all caps, 2016 Holsteiner mare, super prospect for your consideration. For all who think there must be something wrong with that mare to be valued so low, comma, there isn't, and that's really due to personal reasons. Juliana FMB, Holsteiner, period, Bay Philly, comma, stem 162, born June 2016, she matured 216 HH3, and it goes on about her lineage. And it goes, lightly under saddle by professional walk trot canter, showing great disposition for dressage and hunter jumper with great mind, comma, good confirmation, comma, powerful athletic uphill movements at all three gates, comma, easy to handle, comma, loads into the trail like a pro and calm with other horses, period. Julia has been free jumped lightly and, comma, despite her limited training, comma, she has this demonstrated eagerness to get to the jumps, comma, a good technique and bastille and impressive scope, period. First free jump, she was 2 wide half and was her first try ever, comma, the following, F-A-L-L-O-W-I-N-G, was this month in July, and she was just turning 3 year old. And it goes on about other stuff, and it says, PME for more info, and PLS, share or tag people who might be interested, comma, thanks, exclamation mark. I think the funny thing is she talks about no payment plans and whatnot, but you never know how much this horse is actually valued at in the ad. Thanks, everyone.
I lost her at about 50 what? Seconds in. I have no idea.
What's all the money? Was that you? Was that her?
I don't know. What do you mean? Oh, that wasn't money. That was her dog shaking.
Oh, my God. It sounded like coins falling out of her purse.
That was her dog shaking.
Oh, my God.
And she had gotten all the way into that. She wasn't going to start over again. That was a mouthful.
Gosh, that was great. Her energy, I wish I could bottle it.
I know. Nikki's always like that, too. All right, Garrett, this last one. I don't know who did it.
Hey guys, this is Chelsea from Virginia again with a really bad ad. This time it's not for a horse specifically, but it is sort of an accessory for your horse, I guess you could say. It says, and it has a really cute picture, Livestock Guardian Emu, $300 in Shady Spring.
Yes.
23-month-old emu for rehoming, $300 fee applies. Has been kept with all farm animals, including cows, horse, donkey, emu, goats, rabbit, ducks, turkey, chickens, guineas, cats, and dogs. Very little rodent problem when he's around. Coyotes stay away. Rehoming fee is firm. Text or call if interested. I guess if you need something for your horse for Christmas, this guardian emu is just the thing.
You hear about guardian donkeys. You don't hear about guardian emus too often.
That might be a first in all the years.
You know, you haven't tried an emu. Maybe that'll be your next one.
If I could get an emu just to keep Zeus in his pasture.
Maybe that's it. You need a guardian for Zeus. I love that. A guardian emu for Zeus.
Maybe he just needs a friend. He'd murder that thing.
All right, we have to pick a winner. And they're going to win a box of crap from my closet. And I kept getting more and more crap from people sending it to us from WESA. So this is going to be a really good box of crap. So let us pick a number between 1 on my spreadsheet and 207. So, Jamie, a number between 1 and 207.
Oh, my gosh, 99.
99, 99, 99. Diane Brooks, who I think did one of the ads today. So Diane woo, Brooks woo. Is a winner, and I think she sends them in regularly. So congratulations to Diane. You're going to get a box of crap from my closet.
You're welcome, Diane. I think she's that's our Canadian listener. Can you send it to Canada?
Is she from Canada?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. We'll have to find out about that. Diane, we may have to give a rain check. It cost me $100 to send it to Canada.
She does come to the U.S. in the winter, I think. So maybe she's here. You'll have to get in touch with her.
We'll get in touch with her and find out. The next thing I just have to mention again is that no live shows next week. We do have some new content coming to you. Stacey Westfall episode, driving show, all new, and some other shows next week. And all the regular shows on the network are be coming out. So auditors, stay tuned after this show for the post show. So what did we learn today? I'll start. I learned that your husband is on the verge of divorce. That's what I learned. He's just, he says he loves you, but this horse thing's kind of getting under his skin a little bit.
When a horse guy says, and I wrote it down because I wanted him to, he didn't quote himself. Here's the actual question he asked me.
Okay.
Do most horses get hurt all of the time?
Yes is the answer. Yes.
That's what I was hoping you would tell him. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Did you hear me telling him that Nigel's injured too?
I did not hear. I did not hear your half of it, so I'm glad.
Yeah, Nigel came up lame yesterday too. She's been worrying about that. And of course, we're going away. So now the babysitter has to take care of the lame horse and put DMSO on twice a day, which is everybody's favorite thing to do. So there you go. Cabbage wrap for them.
I learned about the horses in Montana. That was really interesting. I learned that Jennifer Gates is in medical school, which is super impressive. I pretty much learned that our listeners do really a lot better job of really bad ads than we do. So I prefer them to keep doing that.
They do.
What'd you learn?
I learned all about Chad and your current relationship because I only get half the story. And a lot of that half is before the show starts from you. And now I got to hear
it. Which is why you should be an auditor so you can hear the nonsense that I spew before and after the show.
I also realized that Chad really doesn't care about the new house as much as you don't care about the new house.
Yeah, we're both kind of the same.
Most of the time, husband and wives are fighting over what goes into the new house. You guys are both going, you decide. I don't care.
Yeah, you take this
So nothing's getting done because nobody will decide.
Do you know what we found out? We actually have been trying to buy furniture and get everything ready. And their builder yesterday, we're like, so by the way, what is the move-in date? And he's like, mid-May. What?
That's what the builder said?
Yes.
I thought it was March.
Why is it not now?
I thought it was
I'll
March.
Sleep in sawdust. I don't care.
Did I convince you to buy all recliners for the living room, by the way?
No. Oh. Because that's nonsense. Nonsense. But I did get a really awesome couch. So
you need a recliner. You need a recliner. They're great to sleep on.
The couch has buttons on it.
No, I'm trying. Oh, good. As long as you have a recliner, I don't care because, you know.
Chad's
getting tired of you. You might be sleeping
there. Smart couch. There's USB ports in the couch.
Oh, is it remote controlled too? You can put the recliner back from your phone?
Ooh, I don't know about that. That's something I'll read up in the... How lazy are you where you are so lazy you can't reach your hand
Maybe
down
it's voice controlled. Recliner. Recline.
Alexa,
recline my recliner. Oh, and we just set off every Alexa that's listening. Sorry about that. All right,
Alexa,
that's it for today.
Make a fart noise.
That's it. We're out of here. Thank you, everybody. We'll talk to you again in a week when we're back from the Horse Lovers Cruise.
We have a post-show nonsense that I have to do.
Yeah, we'll do that right after this. You gonna say it?
Spay, neuter, geld.
Okay. Jeez.
So I'm reading this article about this stupid thing I'm gonna talk about, and it just makes me mad.